A report released September 2nd by the Centers for Disease Control revealed that accompanying conditions, or comorbidities, are a large factor in COVID-19 deaths. Since that report's release, a number of both supporters and critics of the president's strategy have used that report to bolster their arguments. But what does the report actually say? Dr. Mark Abel is a professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at the University of Georgia's College of Public Health. He's here to elaborate on the topic for us. I appreciate your giving us a few minutes today, Dr. Abel.
Sure, happy to be here.
So tell us, there's a lot of discussion around this report, and it has to do with comorbidities. But what exactly does that mean? What is a comorbidity?
So a comorbidity is just a fancy way that we doctors use to say another disease this person has.
So when we're talking about this, what are some of the comorbidities identified in this report?
Yeah, I think it's really important to separate comorbidities into two groups, especially in this report. The first is underlying pre-existing conditions that someone had before they got sick with COVID-19. That includes things like diabetes and obesity, asthma, high blood pressure. The CDC table also lists a lot of things that are not underlying conditions, things like pneumonia, sepsis, respiratory distress, respiratory failure, even cardiac arrest. Those are things that are clearly caused directly by COVID-19, and most physicians wouldn't call them comorbidities. I think it'd be a better, more accurate to call them contributing causes to death.
And let me ask you again, I know you touched on this, but it seems like as we are saying comorbidities, that's not necessarily what people were actually dying from. They were dying from things caused by COVID, nothing that they brought in with them, nothing that they already had.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think somebody, you know, if someone has asthma, they are at somewhat higher risk of dying, but that doesn't mean asthma was the cause of death. In the CDC report, we know that COVID-19 causes pneumonia, which can deteriorate into respiratory distress syndrome, and then respiratory failure, and then being on a ventilator, and then sometimes causing death. It can cause sepsis, which is widespread infection in the bloodstream, and it also increases the risk of blood clots and strokes, which can be fatal. So any of those conditions were clearly not pre-existing. On the other hand, we know that COVID-19 doesn't cause obesity or cause diabetes or high blood pressure. Those are just risk factors, but they're not causal. So I think the CDC really didn't word this very carefully. And I think they made a mistake, frankly, by mixing what we would normally consider comorbidities like diabetes that were there before the infection with things that were clearly caused by COVID-19. Most of the things they call comorbidities weren't pre-existing conditions, were actually a direct result, like pneumonia and respiratory failure. In our research, which we've been doing this summer, we found that age over 50 years, especially over 65, were the most important risk factors for mortality, and to a somewhat lesser extent, underlying conditions like asthma, diabetes, and chronic lung disease. To say that you're safe if you're under 65 or even under 50 and don't have one of those conditions, I think is just flat out wrong. The highest number of hospitalizations is in people in their 50s and 60s, and many of them don't have any of these pre-existing conditions.
Well, that sort of leads into what I was going to ask you next, and that is, what is the most important predictor of COVID-19 related deaths, and how does it compare to other categories? Is it simply age?
Age is probably the single most important thing. We did a study with 5 other universities where we pooled data on over 1,400 patients who were hospitalized with COVID-19, and age was the single most important thing. Other things like asthma, plus how short of breath they were when they arrived in the ER, other lab tests were important. But you know, age is certainly the most important thing. And many of those people who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s who are hospitalized or who die don't have any of these, what we classically think of as pre-existing conditions.
And what do you say to people who feel like they're invincible due to their lack of pre-existing conditions or the fact that they're not 50 or, you know, in their 20s or something?
Well, I think we have to think about this as a community. Certainly somebody who's a healthy 20-year-old is at far lower risk of dying of COVID-19 than an 80-year-old or than a 60-year-old who has chronic lung disease. But we're a community and we interact with each other. And 20-year-olds don't just interact with other 20-year-olds. They interact with faculty, with staff. They interact with people at restaurants, in the community, in stores. And so we have to really think about trying to keep us all safe.
Dr. Mark Abel is a professor at the University of Georgia's College of Public Health.